It is Friday Drive. It is 3:30. It's Phoenix FM, and that can only mean movie time. Just when you thought he was out, he's back in.
That's a new one.
Yes.
Write it down quick.
What one, though? Where, who, what, why, when?
That is The Godfather Part 3. Just when he thinks he's out, they've pulled him back in, when basically he thinks he's out of the mafia game and into legit business, and no, he's not.
There you go.
See, I know my things.
Yes.
I know my Godfathers.
And to prove you know lots about other stuff as well, because we can't just have anyone come in and talk about films without proving their worth. Mark Searby is going to be taking part in the 60-second cinema challenge, which means you get to pick a film to talk about uninterrupted for 60 seconds. However, you only have numbers and letters to choose from. So I've made the list.
Yeah.
So you get to choose them, but you don't know what one you're choosing. It's entirely fair.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So we've got all right films.
Yeah.
We've got really good films, mm-hmm. which have got a few Pacino ones in.
Okay.
And we've got some films.
Okay. Which might have some Pacino ones in as well. This is the thing. You know, he's not averse to making bad films.
Just off the top of your head, what is a really bad Pacino film?
Jack and Jill, Righteous Kill, Revolution. Actually, no, I take that back, Revolution. There was quite a few, 88 Minutes. So, yeah, maybe throw those in there if you want. And then, a minute's not enough time to talk about those.
All right. Okay, that's some homework for IMDb later then. Okay, so you pick A, B, or C to get okay films, great films, or rubbish films, but I'm not telling you what order they're in. And then you pick a number between 1 and 10.
Can I go for A, 9?
You sunk my battleship. A, 9.
Uh-oh.
You've got a good film.
Okay, good.
And in 60 seconds,
yes.
Mark Searby will be talking about The Life of Brian.
I mean, where do you even start with something like this? It is one of the most amazing films ever. I mean, it's not a film that you can show to kids at any point, really. But really, when you think about it, it was Monty Python moving from TV into film. Now, this is, when you think about Monty Python, they're very satirical. It worked on TV. Did it work in the films? Answer is, actually, yes, it did. You know, I mean, Monty Python works wherever it is. But this was one of those films that I think broke them out in America, really. It was certainly one of the films that people still talk about in America. And obviously, we talk about it here as well. So, you know, I mean, it's Monty Python. It's such a long subject. It really is. But it's one of the... It is, I think... Probably a film that a lot of comedic films try to emulate even now. And it still stands up now as well. That's the great thing about it.
That was probably 90 seconds, but well done.
Well, it's Monty Python. I mean, we've got so much to talk about with them.
Yeah. I think maybe we'll have to do a special one of these days on something like that.
Oh, yeah.